Hello, everybody. How are you doing? If you're hopping on right now, give me a shout out. Tell me hello. I love talking with you. For those of you who do not know me, my name is Tina from homeschoolingandalls.com and from homeschoolingandalls on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. I'm an educational consultant and a health and wellness coach. And if you saw the description of my video, you know that today I asked you a question. And that question is, are you killing yourself and don't even know it? That is very deep. So let's just think about that for a moment. Do you think that you are doing something that is actually killing you and you don't even realize it? You don't even know it. Most of us are. But this is something that we have some control over. Do you have any idea what it is? Well, before I get into that, let me just read to you the top 10 things that kills U.S. Americans every year. It's heart disease, cancer, chronic respiratory disease, accidents, stroke. Hey, Dr. Baker, hey, is Alzheimer's, diabetes, influenza, pneumonia, kidney disease, suicide. Those are the top 10 killers of United States people in the U.S. Those are the highest level of deaths in the U.S. But do you know what all of those top 10 things have in common? One thing that contributes to every one of these diseases? Stress have been deemed or called the silent killer. And I'm not saying that all stress is bad, because it's two types of stress. It's a good stress and it's a bad stress. Now, good stress, let me give you an example for those of you who may not know. Good stress is like, for example, you have a term paper you have to get out at a certain time frame and you get stressed thinking about, I have to reach this particular deadline. Or you have to go for a job interview or have to do something very, very important and you feel stressed for that. And it pushes you to move forward and do something good. That's good stress. The stress that I'm talking about is the stress that nobody really hardly talks about. And that's the type of stress that we can control. Now, there are things that happen in our life that are naturally stressful. And we deal with it. But I'm talking about things that you can avoid. Think about this. When you think about stress and the body, stress is just a natural way the body responds to any kind of threat or any kind of demand on the body. Dr. Baker said that bad stress are the one that increase your cortisone levels. It sure does. And I was going to we on the same page. I was just going to mention that. Just recently, I had to deal with a situation that was totally stressful. And studies have shown that many of the problems that we have related to stress, that stress induces a lot of our sickness. Like Dr. Baker said, it increases cortisone, and then that affects the heart, it affects your breathing, affects all kinds of things. It can cause you to start aching, you can physically feel drained, and it causes other kind of health problems as well. So you're saying, well, Tina, what can I do? Am I helpless in this situation? No, you're not. These are some things that you can actually do to help lower your stress levels. You can try your very best when you are faced with some kind of stressful situation, not to stress the small stuff. We're going to have things in life that's going to automatically induce stress, but it's the way that we look at it and the way that we handle it. So we need to try to be more mature about handling it. And it's not always easy, because it's more easy to react than to stop and reflect on the whole situation. So the first thing I would like to tell you is don't sweat the small stuff. The next thing I want to talk to you about is the importance of being around positive people. Let me say that again. the importance of being around positive people and avoiding individuals or situations that induce drama. So that's another thing. So if you notice that the environment that you're hanging around, and that can be friends, family members, people at work, whatever the case may be, if you know that a certain area induces, or being around a certain type of people induces stress, then it's a good idea to remove yourself from that situation, because it can actually cause you to be physically ill. Another thing that you can do is exercise. Exercise is a great way to help you, if you are stressed, to help you relieve your stress in a positive way. So it helps lower those cortisol levels. It helps you just work through it. And it also helps you rest better at night. Another thing that I do as well is make sure that you eat the right type of foods, because sometimes the food that we eat causes a whole lot of issues. And then another thing that I absolutely do is I use essential oils that are geared towards helping to balance emotions and mood. And I kid you not, these things have been totally life-saving for me, because there are certain essential oils that works with your body's chemistry to help you naturally balance your emotions, help you deal with those emotions. And it really, really helped me. I have like several different ones that I use, and for various different things, that's totally help. Another thing, if you notice that you're feeling really, really stressed and you don't have essential oil with you and you don't feel like exercising, just simply take a deep breath and breathe. Because if you notice, when you're stressed, you notice that you start have rapid breathing, you start having palpitations, you start just short of breath, you have really tapered breathing. So really concentrate and focus on breathing properly. Another thing is, it works for me. Like if I notice that if I get stressed, it's usually all in my neck. Like really, really, it's a lot in my neck. So I usually give myself a little massage, but you can also go get a massage. And I like to put different essential oils that are good for relieving stress and also help for soothing the muscles. And that helps as well. A lot of people, I have found that writing in a journal, right now I'm doing a gratitude journal. So just sitting down, thinking about things, even though I might be going through something, you can always find something positive out of any situation if you look real deeply at your situation. So what I do, I try to write it down, the things that I'm thankful for, the things that I'm grateful for, and then it kind of flip-sides that stress. Another thing you can do, which is very hard to do, and I'm still learning it to this day, is sometimes you have to say no. You can't do everything. Sometimes you just have to say no. I'm sorry, I can't do that. And another thing, like I said, if you don't want to actually put essential oils, rub them on your skin, you can actually diffuse it in the air. And that actually helps naturally relaxes you and stuff like that. And it stabilizes your mood and it helps with your emotions. So the one thing that I just really, really want to encourage you to do, if you notice that you are really, really stressed, really, really stressed, and it's starting to mess with your body, I want you to just take a time, take a breather, and really do that self-evaluation so that you can get that stress under control, because we don't want that stress to cause something bad to occur in your body. Stress is, like they said, is the silent killer. Sometimes we have to talk about these hard things. I mean, usually I'm a person that talks about lighthearted things, but like I said, I'm a health and wellness coach, and with everything that's going on in the world today, you can easily get stressed and stay stressed too long, and carrying that stress will indeed wreak havoc on your body the longer you hold on to it. Another thing that helped me was actually going to the lake when I got really, really stressed. Hey, really? And I hope I said your name right. I'm sorry if I haven't. Going to the lake, going to some place that's tranquil, it really, really helps. So I noticed that, like I said before, if you're noticing that you're really, really stressed, you need to just take a self-evaluation and see what situation you in, what brought you to that situation, and really self-examine who you're surrounding yourself with and remove yourself from that situation. I had to personally learn that. It's very, very difficult sometimes because you have emotions that get involved. Yeah, she said, relax, relate, release. Oh, I can see you used to watch A Different World. Yes, that's what Whitley used to say. She said, relax, relate, release. And that was one of my favorite characters on TV. And my husband, Curtis, said, and you need to recover. That is true. So I just want to give that little tidbit to you guys about stress and different ways in which I personally deal with it. Of course, I also pray about the matter too. If you're a spiritual-minded person, I use prayer. And all those things, I just wanted to just shed light on how stress can really wreak havoc on your body. And you might not even be thinking about how bad stress is really doing to you. And if it goes unchecked, it can cause great harm. So learn to say no. Learn to walk away. Learn to whatever means you need to relax, pray about it, journal, write a blog, whatever the case may be, use whatever that relaxes and soothes you to get over that hurdle of being stressed, because you don't want it to prolong, because it can really be bad for your health. And exercise. So this is Tina from homeschoolingoils.com and Homeschooling Oils on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Just want to give you a helpful tip on different things that you can do to help with stress. Now, if you notice that you are stressed and you want to know personally of some of the oils that I use to help relieve stress, my favorite new word, she is so sweet. You want to know the things that relieve, what I personally use to relieve stress, what I personally use to help my children when they're under stress, because believe it or not, children have stress as well. They may not be the same as ours, but they do. Things that I use for them, things that I use for myself, things that my husband uses, because everybody's chemistry is a little bit different. So one oil might work better for someone else versus how it will work for you. It's good to see you too. So if you want to know that, just private message me or comment below this video and we will touch base on that and I will let you know. I will put my website maybe in the description or in one of the comments. So if you want to go and purchase some of these essential oils, once I tell you about them, you can feel free to do that. Or if you just want to just peruse over my website to see what some of the things that I have to offer with health and wellness, you can go there as well on your own without even talking to me. But if you need someone to kind of walk you through step by step on different things that you may be interested in using to control your emotions, control things that make you very, very stressed, things that I personally use to help balance my mood and emotions when I'm in a tough situation, I will share those tips with you. So thank you guys. I know this was kind of a long video because I am super duper tired. I am getting ready to go to bed and rub myself down with some essential oils. So have a great evening. Thanks for watching. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Living Well with Homeschooling Oils with Tina Ramsey. We are so happy that you took the time to stop on by and get all the tips in regards to homeschooling, natural wellness, and life. Make sure to tune in every week to hear another episode to inspire you to get your joy back. Talk to you later.